out of Germany. It's jazz from Germany, my friend.
Yeah, and interestingly, Hawaiian involved here. You recognize the tune? That, of course, is a remake of the old Tony Pastor hit, if you remember, where Rosemary Clooney and Betty Clooney, her sister, were singing the Hawaiian war chant. And who's our orchestra?
Kurt Edelhagen.
Oh, Kurt Edelhagen.
Edelhagen.
And his orchestra. This is an album that you found on the... It looks to be about circa 1958-59.
Yeah.
Jazz from Germany.
Yeah, it was one of those rare finds out of a thrift store out of Liberty, Missouri. I had to pick it up. It's man, the whole album is just tasty.
Yeah. You swing know. Versions of all these great kind of big band standards.
Yeah.
They got some slow tunes on there. Notice they got Tenderly.
Yeah.
Is part of the fare here on the album. On the old Decca label.
Yeah.
Wow.
Those are the good old days. Especially during that period. We talked about the 50s. The late 50s in jazz.
Yeah.
That was when everybody was just pumping out material like crazy. It was the twilight, so to speak.
Yeah, it was also the... Basically, the big band era was beginning its demise at this point. And while the big band masters were available, such as Benny Goodman and Harry James, survived into the time of rock and jazz and bebop, this sound got to be rarer.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there were a lot of other bands kind of out there on the Schlager recordings that were picking these things up. I have to confess, I've never heard of this guy. Very German. Kurt Edelhagen.
Edelhagen. Yeah, it's great. And that's the beauty of jazz, and what I try to do on the show is profile as many people during every hour that I can that's new. You know, I mean, it's always nice to revisit Miles, revisit Duke and Count and all these guys, but when these... guys like Kurt Edelhagen come around, it's always good to get them on and keep everything fresh and flowing. There were so many people making music, you know?
Yeah, this was a time, if it's 1958 or 59, some of the recordings that I include on my show, The Neon Beat, include orchestras that came along later, like Vic Schoen and his orchestra, who backs up the Ames Brothers with his orchestra, Sid Raymond, not sure of the pronunciation there, and these other great bands that you see. Another one, trying to think of Up a Lazy River, Cy Zentner.
Yeah.
Who was one of these great trumpet players out of the big band era, played with Benny Goodman.
Yeah, Cy was good.
Sounds like there are songs over there.
Yeah, we kind of ran out. There we go. We can go into a little extra here, over time.
Listen to this, how the trumpets sound like strings. Little tea room piano. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's some good stuff.
Yes, it is.
That is some good, good living right there.
This is Tenderly, that song.
Yeah. Yeah, that trumpet was wailing there in the beginning.
Yep. Yeah, this is some of the stuff that my dad and mom used to listen to. Dad was more into jazz. He played a lot more Les Brown, another one of the surviving members.
Yeah.
I think I went through this little thing here the other day of what the themes of the various bands were. I wonder what Kurt's was.
Yeah.
he would have his own, you know?
Yeah. Well, the thing that's interesting, whenever I get involved with albums like this, this was popular music. When you think about 2016 of popular music, jazz musicians can hardly even, it's just not popular music anymore. And this was it. This was top 40. This was what everybody was listening to.
Well, this was also, if I'm right, because it doesn't really give us a date, but if I'm right, if it's 1958, 59, somewhere in there, you are only, 13 years off the end of the war.
Yeah, right.
And I mean by that World War II, kids.
Yeah, right. The war.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing I was going to say is the holidays come up and we're getting near Christmas. Someone was asking me if I ever tailored a jazz show to Thanksgiving. Or is there any Thanksgiving theme? Can you think of any music that's Thanksgiving themed?
Yeah, I got a Mickey Mouse Club record that you
see.
You can borrow where the I mean it too, where the Mickey Mouse Club members get together and sing a song of Thanksgiving.
But that's about it.
Yeah.
You really have to dig, and
well,
it's
you
almost
could do
nostalgic.
You could do Jingle Bells.
Yeah.
Or you could do My Favorite Things,
uh-huh.
because those aren't really Christmas songs.
True.
They're seasonal, of course. I had made the remark here the other day that I thought there were a couple of non-Christmas songs out there that would go for Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Now that you mention it, one of them being Baby It's Cold Outside.
Yeah, true.
That Frank Lesser song that everybody does, where they pair up a male singer and a woman to do it.
That makes total sense. That would work. But, I mean, if you were supposed to catalog a full hour or a couple hours
of Thanksgiving music?
Yeah.
You'd be all over the board.
Yeah.
You can play Thank You for Being a Friend.
Speaking of being a friend, I'm going to tell you right now, the perils of buying these albums cheap at thrift stores, we're stuck in a loop right now. This has a big scratch across the face, and we're in a Flintstone twirl.
Is that what it's doing?
Yeah. I had to lift the needle up earlier on today. It's going.
I've been in a radio station playing vinyl when this happened, and I'm down in the restroom.
Get upstairs!
Man, I'm out of there. Oh,
see,
didn't mean to bump it.
We're back on track. We hit it. We hit an oil slick there in the middle of the road, the middle of the audio road.
You gotta love vinyl.
Oh my God, it's the way to go.
Yep,
that's for sure. Well, yeah. Speaking of Thanksgiving, thank you for doing that.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you for bringing the record by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Enjoy the music, my friends.
Thank you, everyone. Good night.
Neon Jazz.